天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，我们将要学习十诫七言中倒数第二个宣言。那这个宣言究竟是什么呢？它又使我们对主耶稣基督有了哪方面的了解和认识呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
And this is the second to last in a series of messages from the seven statements from the cross.
今天是十诫七言系列信息的倒数第二讲。
And I don't have to tell you that we live in times of uncertainty.
不言而喻，我们生活在一个变化无常的时代。
Safety is no longer a sure thing.
安全感不再是理所当然的了。
Some people spend sleepless nights worrying about their precious things.
有些人忧虑他们认为是宝贵的东西，以至于彻夜不眠。
And our most precious possession is life itself.
然而我们最宝贵的财产就是生命本身。
There is a children's prayer that goes something like this.
有一篇儿童祷告词是这么说的
As I lay down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
当我永枕入睡时，求主看守我灵魂。
And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
若我梦中离人世，求主接收我灵魂。
This famous children's prayer is an indication of willingness to deposit one's most prized possession, which is one's own soul, in the safest depositing place in the universe.
这篇著名的孩童祷词说明了人们愿意把最宝贵的财产，也就是一个人的灵魂，存放到宇宙中最安全的地方。
The sixth statement from the cross is an example of this.
十诫七言的第六句就是这个祷告的实例。
The sixth statement from the cross is a childhood prayer that Jesus learned probably from his mother.
十字架上所说的第六句话其实是一个孩童式的祷告，很可能是耶稣从他母亲那里学来的。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
In the five previous messages, we had studied the first five statements from the cross.
在前面五讲中，我们已经学习了十诫七言的前五句。
Today we come to the sixth and the next to last statement.
今天我们几乎接近尾声，进入了第六句。
It is a word that was used by many of Jesus' followers through the ages.
历世历代以来，许多耶稣的跟随者都使用了这句话。
It was said that Christopher Columbus's last words were, "In your hands I commit my spirit."
据说克里斯多福·哥伦布临终的话也是，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Martin Luther, the great reformer's last words were, "Into your hands I commit my spirit."
伟大的宗教改革家马丁·路德最后的留言乃是，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Probably countless other Christians through the years have prayed this prayer before they went to be in the arms of Jesus.
长久以来，无数的基督徒在安息主怀之前都是这样祷告的。
Let me encourage you to turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 44.
我鼓励你打开自己的圣经， 路加福音二十三章从四十四节开始。
Let us read that passage together.
让我们一起来看这段经文。路加福音二十三章四十四到四十九节。那时约有午正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处，日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。耶稣大声喊着说：父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说：这真是个义人。聚集观看的众人见了这所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远地站着看这些事。
If you look at the surrounding atmosphere that led to this cry of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
如果你注意到耶稣在十字架上所发出的这声呼喊的背景，
you will see this cry to be not a cry of defeat, but a cry of victory.
你就会明白，这不是一个失败的呼喊，而是一个胜利的呼喊。
Not a cry of being conquered by death, but conquering death.
不是一个被死亡征服的呼喊，而是正在征服死亡。
Not a cry of a victim of circumstances, but a cry of the one who is in control of the circumstances.
这声呼喊并不意味着他受外在的环境逼迫，而表明他是掌管环境的那位主宰。
The uniqueness of Jesus' death is that he died after only 6 hours.
耶稣的死亡独特的地方是他仅仅六个小时之后就死了。
And as a commander who dismisses a servant from his presence, he dismissed his spirit.
正如一个元首解除仆人的任务，他交出了自己的灵魂。
Not only did he die in 6 hours and not 48 hours, but he died not with a whimper, but with a loud cry.
他在六小时内就离世，而不是在48小时后死亡，并且他死的时候是大声地呼喊，而不是低声哀鸣。
Medical science has interpreted this cry as a result of his heart rupturing or breaking.
医学解释说，这个呼喊是他心脏爆裂的结果。
In reality, Christ died with a cry of a conquering hero.
事实上，基督是以一个得胜英雄式的呼喊迈向死亡的。
A cry of a victor in battle.
这呼喊是在战斗中的得胜。
A cry of triumph.
是胜利的凯歌。
The centurion had heard many people die on crosses.
百夫长已经听惯了人们死在十字架上时的呻吟声。
But never did he hear someone die with a cry of victory.
但他从未听到有人带着胜利的呼喊而死。
So much so that he said, surely this was a righteous man.
因而他说，这真是一个义人。
My listening friend, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you about this cry itself.
亲爱的朋友，我希望你仔细听我想跟你分享的这声呼喊。
One of the two criminals who hung beside Jesus died with a curse on his life.
耶稣旁边两个罪犯中的一人带着对生命的咒诅死去了。
But the Lord Jesus died with a scriptural prayer on his lips.
而主耶稣离世时口中发出的是从圣经来的祷告。
It was from Psalm 31.
这祷告在诗篇三十一篇。
I hope you can follow it with us.
我希望你能跟我们一起来看。
This is the psalm that Jesus quoted here in his second to the last word from the cross.
耶稣十架七言的第六句引用了这篇诗中的话语。
Let's read Psalm 31 together.
让我们一起来看诗篇三十一篇。诗篇第三十一篇。耶和华，我投靠你，求你使我永不羞愧，凭你的公义搭救我，求你侧耳而听，快快救我，做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的保障， 因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨，所以求你为你名的缘故引导我，指点我，求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的保障。我将我的灵魂交在你手里，耶和华诚实的神啊，你救赎了我。我恨恶那信奉虚无之神的人，我却倚靠耶和华。我要为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为你见过我的困苦，知道我心中的艰难。你未曾把我交在仇敌手里，你使我的脚站在宽阔之处。耶和华，求你怜恤我，因为我在极难之中，我的眼睛因忧愁而干瘪，连我的身心也不安舒。我的生命为愁苦所消耗，我的年岁为叹息所旷废，我的力量因我的罪孽衰败，我的骨头也枯干。我因一切敌人成了羞辱，在我的邻舍跟前更甚。那认识我的都惧怕我，在外头看见我的都躲避我。我被人忘记，如同死人，无人纪念。我好像破碎的器皿。我听见了许多人的残棒，四围都是惊吓。他们一同商议攻击我的时候，就图谋要害我的性命。耶和华，我仍旧倚靠你，我说你是我的神，我终身的事在你手中，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。求你使你的脸光照仆人，凭你的慈爱拯救我。耶和华，求你叫我不致羞愧，因为我曾呼吁你，求你使恶人羞愧，使他们在阴间缄默无声。那撒谎的人逞骄傲轻慢，出狂妄的话攻击义人，愿他的嘴哑而无言。敬畏你投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的，在世人面前所施行的恩惠是何等大呢？你必把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处，免得遇见人的计谋。你必暗暗地保守他们在亭子里，免受口舌的争闹。耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他在坚固城里向我施展奇妙的慈爱。至于我，我曾急促地说，我从你眼前被隔绝，然而我呼求你的时候，你仍听我恳求的声音。耶和华的圣名呢？你们都要爱他。耶和华保护诚实人，足足报应行事骄傲的人。凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
Remember that each one of the seven words of Jesus from the cross has a very significant implication.
要记住，耶稣十架七言的每一句话都有非常深刻的含义。
Each statement is either a fulfillment of a prophecy from the Old Testament,
每一句话要不是旧约预言的应验，
or the foreshadowing of an Old Testament prediction,
就是旧约预言的预表。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
It was the fulfillment of Isaiah 53:12.
这是以赛亚书53章12节的应验。
Isaiah said he made intercessions for his transgressors.
以赛亚说，他又为罪犯代求。
When he looked at the penitent criminal and said, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
他看着悔改的罪犯并说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
It was a fulfillment of Matthew 1:21.
这是马太福音一章二十一节的应验。
You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
When he looked at his mother and said, Woman, behold your son, it was the fulfillment of the prophecy made by Simeon to Mary.
当他看着他的母亲说， 母亲，看你的儿子。这是应验了西面对玛利亚所说的预言。
In Luke 2:35, Simeon said to her, "A sword will pierce through your own soul."
在路加福音2:35，西面对玛利亚说，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
When he cried out in the darkness of midnight that overcame the brightness of midday,
当子夜般的黑暗征服了正午的阳光时，耶稣呼喊着。
His cry, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" was a direct quote from Psalm 22:1.
他的呼求是，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？这句话正是出自诗篇22第一节。
When he cried out, "I thirst," it was a direct quote from Psalm 69:21.
当他呼喊着我渴了，这是直接引用了诗篇69:21。
In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink.
我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
In the deliberate foreknowledge of God, every detail of the cross was given so that we would know for sure that the crucifixion was not a misfortune of fate.
先知先觉的永生神对十字架的每一步都早有预告，要让我们知道这些不是突发的厄运。
It was not the surrender to martyrdom.
也不是投降以至于殉难。
It was not the unfortunate end of a good life.
更不是一个美好生命的遗憾结局。
Jesus was the only one who was to be born of a woman for the sole purpose of dying.
耶稣是唯一的一位从女人而生，并单单就是为了受死而降生的人。
And when Jesus cried out, "Father, unto your hands I commit my spirit."
同时当耶稣呼求说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
His cry was the scriptural prayer that every devout person had prayed at the end of the day.
他是用经文来呼求，每一个虔诚的人生命走到尽头时都会这样祈求。
This was not a cry of panic nor a cry of fear.
这不是因恐慌而呼求，更不是因害怕而呼求。
It was a cry of confidence that Jesus had prayed every evening for 30+ years of his life.
他是耶稣在他有生的30多年里每天傍晚祷告所沉淀出来的信心呼求。
The word here, "I commit," means "I deposit."
我交出这个词在这里的意思是我存放。
Jesus was saying, "To your hands, I deposit my spirit."
耶稣是在说，我将我的灵魂存放在你手里。
Of course, the word "hands" would have held a very special meaning to Jesus at that time.
当然，手里一词在那一时刻对耶稣而言一定具有非常特别的意义。
Because his own hands were fastened to the wood of the cross.
因为他自己的双手被钉在十字架上。
The hands of the wicked men hung him there.
罪恶人类的手把他挂在那里。
And in Matthew 17:22, Jesus predicted his cross when he said, "The Son of Man will fall into the hands of sinners."
在马太福音17:22，当他说，人子将要被交在人手里时，耶稣已经预言了他的十字架之路。
In Matthew 26:45,
在马太福音26:45，
immediately before the crucifixion, he spoke of being betrayed into the hands of sinners.
就在上十字架之前，他还提到人子被卖在罪人手里了。
Those hands that flogged him,
这些手曾鞭笞他。
Those hands that hammered the nails into his own hands.
这些手把钉子钉到他的手里。
Those hands that crowned him with thorns.
这些手为他戴上了荆棘冠冕。
For 12 hours he has been in the hands of men.
他在人手中被折磨了12多小时。
The worst that the hands of men could do had been done to him.
人手所能做的最糟糕的事情都做在他身上了。
But now he is to be deposited into the hands of the Father.
但是现在他被交在父神的手中。
The hands of the Father meant that 3 days later he would be resurrected.
在父神的手中意味着三天以后他将复活。
The hands of the Father meant that 40 days later he would be in the presence of the Father.
在父神的手中意味着40天以后他将在父神面前。
Being in the hands of the Father meant that when he will come again, he will not fall into our hands, but we will fall into his hands.
在父神的手中，那意味着他会再来，他永不会再被交在我们的手中，而我们将被交在他的手中。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你。
Where do you deposit your life every day?
每天你把你的生命存放在哪里呢?
Do you deposit all confidently with the Father, or do you deposit your life into your own hands?
你是充满信心的全部存放在父神手中，还是放在你自己的手中呢?
Do you get up in the morning and say, Lord, I deposit my life in your hands?
清晨你起床说主啊，我把生命存放在你的手里。
And do you then go about your business believing all things are in his hands?
然后做你该做的，相信所有的事情都在他的手中。
Or are you one of those people who just pretend?
或者你只是那些貌似交托的人群之一呢？
Are you one who gets up in the morning saying, Lord, into your hands I deposit the events of this day?
你是不是这样一个人？清晨起来就对主说，主啊，我把这一天的所有事情都交在你的手里。
Or do you take things into your own hands?
还是你把所有的事情都抓在自己的手中呢？
If you are the person who has not learned to surrender yet,
如果你是一个没有学会交托的人，
then I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
那么我希望你认真地听我所要说的。
It's a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
It's a story about a man who went sailing on the Dead Sea.
这个故事讲述了一个在死海上航行的人。
This man could not swim.
这个人不会游泳。
After he got thrown into the Dead Sea,
在他掉进死海后，
he became panic-stricken.
他惊慌失措。
And in desperation, he began to thrash about with his arms and legs.
绝望中他开始拼命的挣扎。
He feared that he would sink and drown.
他害怕自己会下沉淹死。
At last, when he was completely exhausted,
最后他完全耗尽了体力。
And felt that he could do no more,
他感觉自己不能再做任何事了。
He cried out to God for help.
他呼求神帮助他。
And then prepared himself for the worst.
然后他做了最坏的打算。
To his surprise, as soon as he relaxed, the water buoyed him up.
让他惊讶的是，他这么一放松，水就把他浮了上来。
He had forgotten that the Dead Sea is saturated with salt and other minerals.
他已经忘记了，死海里饱和了盐和其他各种的矿物质。
And if a person just lies still, he can easily float upon its surface.
如果一个人静静地躺在那里，他也能漂浮在水面上。
No one will drown as long as he resigns himself to the buoyancy of the water.
任何一个人只要把自己放在海水的浮力上，就一定不会沉下去。
My listening friend, I want to tell you it works the same way in the Christian life.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，在基督徒的生活里，这是相同的道理。
If you simply relinquish your controlling spirit and surrender in faith,
如果你放弃惯用的控制心态而单单凭信心交托，
If you would say, Father, in your hands I deposit every event in my life,
如果你能够说，父啊，我将我生活中的每一件事交在你手里，
Father, I deposit into your hands every problem in my life,
父啊，我将我生活中遇到的每一个难题交到你手里。
Father, into your hands I deposit my business.
父啊，我将我的事业交在你手里。
Father, into your hands I deposit my children and my spouse.
父啊，我将我的儿女和我的配偶交在你手里。
Father, into your hands I deposit my future.
父啊，我将我的前途交在你手里。
He will take over and you will rest in him.
他将掌管一切，而你会在他里面得到安息。
God's ways are behind the scene.
神的方法是他身居幕后。
But he moves all the scenes which he's behind.
但他却掌管着整个大局。
We have to learn this lesson the hard way sometimes.
有时我们不得不付上代价来学习这个功课。
But begin by saying, Father, into your hands I deposit my spirit.
就以这个祷告为开始吧。父啊，我将我的灵魂放在你的手里。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。事实上，根据小环自己的经验呢，完全信任和交托是一件十分困难的事，因为我总希望可以掌控事情的发展，这样才会有平安。但是呢，神却透过生活中大大小小的事一再的试探和磨练我，使我感受到唯有真正的幸福交托，才会有属天的平安。那亲爱的听众朋友们，你是否今天愿意试试看，将一些困扰自己很久的事交托给主耶稣呢？小环相信你将会发现有意外的喜乐和平安哦。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
他的国度满有荣耀，他是有活泉能的神。